You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leaning with Jeff. We have a couple guests here today, so we will get through that a bit later. Before we start the episode, I'm just going to go through some PSAs and some ads and begin. So, here we go.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Dreading September? Victory Square Block Party is here to cure your September blues. Victory Square Block Party is a free all-day event happening at Victory Square, put on by CITR, with the lineup curated by Music Waste. What's better than listening to local talent outdoors with other music fans? Happening on September 3rd at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for the lineup, which will be announced on August 14th.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
And we're back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leaning with Jeff. Just a quick intro. My show is pretty flexible in terms of what I talk about. Before I would talk about movies, and then I'm started doing interviews with people. Today would be a sort of an interview, but it's more of like a discussion about a specific topic that we will be discussing. But yes, to my guests, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Hi. Sorry. Hi, my name is Sam. You guys have met me on the last podcast. Hopefully you remember me. And
my name is Alessandra. And yeah, we're back here again.
Yes, welcome back. You hate it?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. How was it, though, after your first experience on radio? Was it something that you guys were expecting? Was it fun? Was it nervous? How was it?
Yeah, it was honestly before I was kind of nervous, but it actually time went pretty quickly when we were actually getting into our conversation and everything. So like it was honestly a really good experience, and it was really fun.
I thought it was pretty cool how, I don't know, coming into the podcast, I was like, oh God, I'm nervous about what can we talk about, or is Jeff going to have like a completely different persona and we have to play along with that? But no, like, I thought generally we carried out the conversation pretty well, and it felt like we were, for a second, I kind of forgot that we were on a podcast when we got into the friendship topic. Seriously, I completely forgot that we were on it. So
yeah, no, you thought I had a different persona?
I don't know why, because like, you, the, like, when I talk to you just one-on-one, like, you're such a goof, right? And then like, you come onto this podcast, I'm just like, wow, Jeff got his stuff together. And then that was already like surprising, but on top of that, like, I never seen you talk to us that formal, even though it wasn't that formal, but you know, we warmed up to it, so it's good. Yeah,
I think it's I think the reason why I don't seem that formal when I'm talking with you guys is because most of the things I say are all jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, if I just change that into just a conversation, it just seems formal.
It feels weird, like,
yeah, it seems formal, but honestly, I'm just, doing my thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, we will be talking about traveling. So we've all been to, a couple countries, I think. I've been to Korea, Canada, the U.S., Japan, but I'll probably talk mostly about whatever I remember in either each of them or any of them. But I do want to start off with Allie, because she recently went to Miami.
Yeah.
And we haven't really discussed about what she really did there or anything you learned. Was this the first time you went to Miami, or was this?
Well, the first time I remember, because the first time I technically went, I was like a baby. I was like one, so. And we were just passing through to quickly meet some family. And I was just so young, though. So this time that I went, I was, like, obviously able to see everyone, like, family I haven't really seen since they saw me when I was one. And they kept bringing that up. I was like, oh, I wish I could remember that, but obviously I couldn't. It was a totally different, like, the atmosphere, the weather, like, totally different, and it was a totally new experience. So it was nice to go and to see kind of a different sort of world there, because first of all, the weather's incredibly hot and really humid. I was not used to that at all. And like, the type of atmosphere and everything, so here in Vancouver, it's obviously way different than it is in Miami. I went to, Miami, Florida. And, it's more like, there is, like, obviously a party culture to it. But there's also just, it was, like, a totally 360 of what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of things shocked me, too, because I've been here all my life in Canada. Like, obviously, I've traveled and everything, but, like, it was like a new experience for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Got to see some family I haven't seen before. That was really interesting, really fun, really nice. And I had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. What about you, Sam? Have you been to Miami before?
No, I haven't been to Miami. Actually, the US specifically, I've only been to, I think, 3 times. But most of my traveling experience comes from doing competitive figure skating when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was born in Hong Kong, and I moved to Canada here at, like, 10 years ago. So, like, for the first 10 years of my life, it's, like, it was a lot about figure skating, and then also traveling around Asia. For example, there's going to be, like, an ISU competition or ISI competition in, like, let's say Malaysia or, like, Singapore. It's always those places, or, like, Thailand. Thailand never skated there, sorry. But, or, like, Japan, even. Japan has skated there before, too. But, in terms of just traveling for fun, I go to Bangkok the most. Bangkok, went to Japan, went to Montreal. Those are the places that I remember the most. And just, like, such a beautiful places. And it offers, like, super different experiences. And I was like, it's so nice. I will go there again and again and never get bored, I feel like. Yeah.
Would you say there's a difference between you traveling there just for fun and when you were ice skating to compete?
Yeah, totally.
Would you say that the experience was the amount of things that you experienced in that specific country is the same, but it's just different things you experienced? Or is it, like, totally different?
It was just, well, first of all, the age difference, too. Because, like, I was, like, what, from, like, 6 to 10 years old. Or, like, 6 to 12. I've been, like, I'm too young to go experience these things. And just, I don't know. It's different when you go to a trip now as an adult versus, like, you go into a trip as a kid because you just follow along with your parents. Whatever your parents do, you're just there. And you don't really process it as, like, oh, these are some checklists, like, places I really want to go because it's beautiful, because it's a tourist spot. I don't know. But back then, all I think about when I go to these skating competitions is, like, okay, let me go to this hotel. I'm going to eat. I'm going to go maybe, like, hit the gym for a little bit and then skating practice, and then I go back to the hotel. So it's not really about the traveling aspect. My parents maybe, but for myself it wasn't. But I would say, like, the more recent ones to Montreal, to Thailand, I very much just, like, yeah, I had a lot more fun than I did when I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if I were to go to different places now, it's just so much more different. Because, mm-hmm. like, recently, as I mentioned in one of my episodes, I went to Toronto, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot of things that I probably wouldn't even have noticed when I was, like, younger. Because
yeah.
I do remember going to San Diego, and, like, I think, did I go to Las Vegas? I don't even know. But it was mostly, yeah, following around your parents. You don't really know where you're going. You just do whatever they kind of get you to do. But I feel like it is, like, such a different experience once you're older. And go into, like, not even that far. If you just go to some like, local place, you still get that, like, traveling experience.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any places that you guys went to where you felt, like, a clear division of cultural differences?
Mm. Have you
that, like, shocked you?
For me, it's Japan, for sure.
No, I wish I remembered more things about Japan. Because, yeah, a lot of people say that they experienced something... Well, experienced like a culture change there. But because I went there when I was in middle school, I couldn't really catch those.
Mm.
But I definitely feel like there are a lot of things, especially in the people, too. What did you notice about Japan?
Just a complete cultural shift. Like, even when I was from Hong Kong, like, traveling to Tokyo. Oh, sorry, Kyoto. I don't know. Just, so, like... something inherent in their culture where it's very, everyone's so, I don't know what's the right word to describe, I really don't know, but they just have this, like, hardworking quality to them, and it's like, and they're super down to earth, super approachable, like, yeah, I feel like it's really nice. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, gather more as I remember, like, what happened in, like, 2017, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think it probably happens for you too, Ali, where because I grew up here, but a lot of the things that ran through my household was Korean. So a lot of the things that we, like, did, the cultures that we followed was mainly Korean, along with, you know, Western cultures. So when I went to Korea, a lot of the things that may seem odd in terms of, like, cultural differences, I was already expecting and I kind of was used to. Was that the same for you too? Because you're from Guatemala, I believe.
No, I'm not.
Where are you from again?
Are
you from, wait, your mom's from Guatemala, right?
No, she's not.
No, they are not. Hold on a second.
It's okay.
Our friendship is falling apart.
No, I have family from both Nicaragua and Spain, but I was, like, born and raised in Canada, but, like, obviously my family, you know, they're Hispanic. I have lived with that culture, that language. Thankfully I learned that language. I have that as my second language. And actually, even though I have that background, I'm still very much Canadian. So, like, actually recently in that Miami trip, there's more Latinos that live there compared to here. So when I went there, it was like a total shock. Like, wow, they have this, there's so many Latinos there. It was crazy. They speak more like Spanish rather than English, I would even say. And it was really cool to see that perspective because I don't really see that much here. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I had my family and maybe, like, one other kid in my school who was, like, Hispanic, and that was kind of it. So I kind of relied on my family for learning that culture and the language. So it was really interesting to see a totally different part of the world where, like, it's more normalized and there's more. So it was really cool. But it was also a kind of a culture shock because it was totally different than it is here. Mm-hmm. And, like, the way you talk to people, the way you, like, go to a store, the people, the associates that work at the store, the stuff they sell, like, it was really shocking to see, like, food, like, Nicaraguense food that you could find anywhere there. And, like, in Canada, it's kind of, like, hard to find stuff like that. It's more like my family would cook that. Rather than, like, me going to, literally down the street and finding a store there. In Miami, there's so many stores with Spanish food. So it was actually really cool to see more of that culture there, too. But it was also, yeah, it was, like, again, that, like, kind of culture shock from, like, being raised in Canada, yeah. too, right? So,
yeah. Did you guys notice anything in terms of, like interests when you were talking to people? Whether it's, like, people your age or just people who are older or younger, like, music choice or, like, activities that you guys or they do that was, like, oh, I didn't know that you guys did this as, like, for fun.
Where we traveled to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there was just one game that I played in Korea. You probably know it. It's called Konggi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good at it. But that's one of, like, those kind of games that you probably would play during recess. So, like, here, I'd, you know, play, like, Manhunt or, like, like Tag or some sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in class, when I was in Korea for a brief time, that's the type of game that I would play. Mm-hmm. So were there any, like, specific things that you noticed that these people or people your age was doing that you probably wouldn't do here?
Not really. Like, I don't know, because, like, the place I went to is not particularly, like, a neighborhood where I can see, like, what happens in the neighborhood. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's generally chill, but nothing too crazy.
Growing up in, like, and being raised in, like, Canada, obviously, like, the culture here is, like, yes, it's, there's a very, niceness to people in the culture, but it's also, like, everyone's kind of more individualistic here rather than, like, there obviously are communities, but it's not as community as other places, right? So I've been to Europe when I was, like, 15, and I also visited, thankfully my mom has friends there, so I kind of got to see a bit of the community and stuff like that rather than, like, staying at a hotel and stuff. Yeah. As well, I visited, like, Central America, like, Mexico, Nicaragua, and stuff like that. So I think their community is more, like, approachable, right? Like, here there's obviously nice people and obviously like that, but they're, like, they really cherish the community, your neighbors, and stuff like that. Like, they know each other, they know what's going on, and I think also it's more, like, more people are, like, out, you know, out and about doing, like, communal things. Like, when I was in Spain, there were always people, there's always festivities going on in the streets. Like, it was packed. People were, like, always, like, there was music, and that's a big part of my life. I really love music. So when I was there, just, like, for free walking around the streets, you could hear, like, all types of music, live bands, and stuff like that. So it was, like, really fun. Mm. I think that was really fun. That's, like, a big memory I have of there.
Yeah. I also want to ask, do you think there's a difference between you wanting to live in that place, in a certain place, or if you want to work in a certain place? Because I feel like I probably would want to, you know, for example, like, work or live, like, work in Toronto, but sometimes I just want to live here.
Well, yeah, it's less committed, because, like, to move places is a huge commitment, right? Like, even though it's still in Canada, but... Yeah, what made you want to work in Toronto?
I think for the most part, it's like just the overall vibe of the city. And I just want to be in a place where there's like a lot of people. Mm. But are there any things that you guys keep in mind when you're thinking about where you want to live?
Budget and also my family and career, not so much, because my career I don't feel like it's like bound to a certain place. But yeah, most likely I'm thinking like, okay, how far do I want to move out to? And, like, how many times do I want to come back to Vancouver and visit? And stuff like that. Yeah, that's generally what I think about. And, yeah.
Yeah, family's a big part of me. So, if I wouldn't really want to live that far from here, but if I had to, it'd be, like, a really big decision as well. Like, yeah, like, obviously pricing the area. I also, like, I don't really like busy city life, if I'm being honest. I'd rather, like, drive there or go there, but I wouldn't want to live in a city, big city life. So I'd rather...
Vancouver?
Yeah, but I don't live in Vancouver. Anyways, I'd rather live in a more quieter area and, like, the ambiance it has, that quietness, because I'd rather have chlamydity in my life than that busy, busy life.
Sorry, what did you say? Chlamydity?
No.
I heard something else.
No, like, you know what I mean.
Chlamydity?
Like calmness.
Seems very familiar.
Calmness.
Yeah.
Oh, calmness.
No, it was a different word, but I can't remember how to say it.
Am I dumb? I don't
know. Wait, so you did say chlamydity.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I was meant to say a different word.
It's just funny because it reminded me.
Oh, my goodness.
But also, like, what was I going to say? I think working at a place is cool. Working at a new place.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I'd like to do, like, a travel abroad for a year and work somewhere and get experience, see a totally different style of life, but, like, permanently. I don't know. Like, maybe when I'm old, I'd like to, like, maybe live, like, in a Europe or something for fun, you know? Like, or somewhere, like, different. I don't know. Like, somewhere really nice. But I think it'd be really, like, cool, like, to get experience for a year. Like living in a totally different area of the world, seeing a totally different culture. Maybe one that you've been, like, curious about. Like, are there places that you would want to, like...
visit?
Like, if you had to work and get experience for a year in a different country, where would you like to go? I think that's, like, something everyone's kind of thought about.
Right now, definitely Toronto. I would also want to go into the States, like Chicago or New York.
Nothing farther?
New York.
Working-wise, yeah, no, I
would
want to try...
It'd be a year.
A year?
It'd be a year or 6 months. It's like getting... You'd...
Actually,
For a totally different culture, like Toronto isn't that far, and I know it's different than here.
No, now that you mention it, I feel like it'd be much. I don't want to say easier, but just, you know, to go to Toronto or somewhere local. So if it's a year, probably Italy.
Right, like Italy. Something totally different,
Italy.
Right? And just like a totally new perspective. Yeah. How about you, Sam?
I was thinking about like Africa, South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so no, that cool. Seems yeah.
Those are the places that I always wanted to. It's like kind of on my bucket list. I don't know where specifically, but just that area I've been always wanting to.
Yeah, I'd probably
experience it.
Wanna once. Do, yeah, either like Italy or like Korea or Japan, something like that. Like totally different.
Japan, yeah.
Japan.
Honestly, I've been like learning Korean, I think that would benefit me to like go to Korea.
No,
like,
I think you
and stuff like that,
yeah, totally.
And like learn about that too. Like a place where maybe I know a little bit about too, it'd be helpful. Cause like I feel like it could also be like scary if you don't even know the language at all and you like get thrown into something. But thankfully though, there's like more like departments, schools, and all like that are like English speaking now, right?
Yeah.
In this day and age, so that's good.
Yeah. I also want to talk about our childhood, like as in like our elementary years, cause it kind of relates to like where we grew up. And, like, what we did and what we were like as a child. But before we get into that, I do want to put on a song. It's from Marvin Gaye called Let's Get It On.
Oh, okay.
We'll try to finish it. If not, it might just cut through halfway. But we'll get through this and then we'll come back and talk about a little bit of our childhood and get on with
See you later,
with the
losers.
Episode. What? Get it on.
since we got to be here. Let's live. I love you.
Right, we are back. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about a little bit of our childhood. So first, I want to ask, do you guys remember what you guys were like when you were in elementary school as a kid? Because I'm sure you guys had some sort of experience with kids nowadays, you know, whether it's like, I think you taught kids in church or you dealt with a lot of kids.
Yeah, I teach, yeah.
So I just want to know, do you, you know, seeing them and then kind of reflecting back on what you were like, do you guys remember what kind of kid you guys were? And would you guys have liked yourself as a kid?
I was, honestly, I think in elementary school, I was a really good kid because I was more, I really cared about how my teachers perceived me. So I was really polite. I was really nice. And I tried my best, even if there were other kids who would kind of bother me or anything like that. I was kind of a pushover, honestly, because I didn't want trouble. So, and I was also really shy compared to now. I'm like the totally opposite, but in elementary school I was really shy and I was like really nice. So like a lot of my teachers did because of that, because of being polite and being the bigger person. And like you know, obviously I did have like, I made many friends that way too. Lots of teachers look kindly upon me because of that, but which is totally different from middle school me. I feel like in middle school, you like meet a totally different type of kid. And that's when like you get, you go through more of like your puberty, you know, like you go through like your emotions totally differently. And like you're more, I don't know, sassy, you talk back, you know, more reckless. But I feel like in elementary school, I was like, yeah, that really nice, like quiet, shy kid. Damn. But I was also really, again, with my culture being Hispanic and Latino, we are very loving people and we show our love through hugs, through like, you know, just like many things. So I was a very like I love giving hugs to my friends. I was very a warm person. I just liked having that sort of community in my class, of being friendly and happy and loving, just like how I was taught growing up and stuff. That's, I think that's how my elementary school life was.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm complete opposite from Allie because I, when I was in elementary school, all I remembered, I wasn't someone who was studious when I was younger. All I could think about going to school is like, how do I have the most fun of that day? Even though I didn't like school at all, but.
Oh, I didn't like school either.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, and something like reflecting on myself back then, I cannot believe I was that type of person, because I would hate myself if I ever see someone like myself in like on the streets these days. I was like, what did I just say? I don't know. So anyways, what I'm trying to say is that I hate that version of myself as a kid. Absolutely despise it, because like I was such an attention seeker as a kid, where to a point that adults will tell me to stop, like, in front of my face. I remember I was, like, visiting this clinic, and I was with my whole family. So, like, my mom, my dad, and my older sister. But my older sister was the one who was getting, like a checkup or something. So we were just sitting there talking to the doctor. The entire time, like, I couldn't stop just bothering my sister for, like, attention. Like, so people can notice me. And then, like, the doctor literally snapped at me in front of everyone. It's like, you gotta stop. You shut up, kid. Shut up. And like,
wait, hold on a second. The doctor told you to shut up?
No, this is how unbearable I was. I don't blame him because I was so annoying as a kid. This is like one example, by the way.
Yo, that's insane.
And then I would another example is that I would go to a restaurant, eat noodles with my hand just so people would look at me. And I was like, wow. This is, like, to the extent of how annoying I am.
But I feel like there are a lot of kids like that. Like, having to deal with kids as, like, when I teach and everything, there are kids like that that want that attention.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you would, like, do it that way, but at least you weren't, like, I mean, there's kids who just, like, scream and, like, are violent. And that's, like, I feel like worse, where you can see more these days because of the culture, right? There's internet now. There's social media. Kids are getting access to social media so much younger.
Like, once like, it's taken I wasn't away, allowed
in elementary school. I wasn't allowed to have, and I'm thankful for that because that would have screwed me over. I feel like, and stuff. And I also honestly, I didn't even like my younger self because I was such a pushover that people could walk over me so easily because I didn't want trouble, right?
Gotcha.
But there's a different way to go about that. Now I know, obviously. Like, you have to deal with that. You can't just get walked over, right? Yeah. So honestly, I could say the same. I didn't like myself either.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose to change and fix myself, just like you did, right?
Yeah, exactly. So. And it's cool because, like, now that you grow out of it and you're like, wow, I hate that version of myself, you have this extra awareness around you where it's like, oh, no, like, I'm starting to be that person again. And then you, like, stop yourself really quickly. That's me now. And it was like, oh, if I'm starting to see, like, attention-seeking behavior out of nowhere, I'm just like, Sam, you gotta stop. Like, this is really annoying people. And
it's also helpful in a way where if you see kids acting out like how you used to, you know how to talk to them, to deal with them. When I see kids who are like me, or I see kids who have gone through similar hardships as I have, like, I don't know, I wasn't like the best at math in elementary. Honestly, it's also didn't help that I hated it. Yeah. So it like doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
So when I see kids who have a harder time with it, I know how to go about it. I'm more patient. I'm more this, right? So what you went through honestly will help the other, if you ever see that, right? Because you know yourself the most, right? And that helps with experience too. So I think,
Yeah, no, for me in particular, I don't know if I was a good student, but I was definitely not a bad student. I did get called out a lot because I was too chitty chatty.
Oh,
you know those parent teacher conferences we do. Yeah, no, I got a couple. You know, Jeff is a bit chitty chatty, but everything else is okay. I definitely never talked back to a teacher before, which is like, I was so scared when I was in elementary school to get punished by the teacher. Like, even as small as, yo, go out to the hallway was just, like, detrimental to me. I don't know why, but to be punished by someone that's not your family member was just so big for me.
Yeah.
And so I was always very, I kind of knew what the line was, and I was careful not to cross it. But there was this one incident where, I think I was in grade 6, I went to the office to get a Band-Aid. And when I came back, the teacher was like, where were you? And I said, oh, I just went to go get a Band-Aid. And he said, oh, why didn't you notify me? You're supposed to notify me.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I didn't know or whatever. And he sent me to the office. And I started bawling. I started crying, like full-on crying. I'm sure there was some sort of backstory behind that, but that's all I remember. And I remember my ESL teacher coming up to me. And he's like, why are you here? And I started explaining. And then he's like, I don't remember what he said. He just left after that. And then the principal came to me and he's like, why are you crying? And then I said, oh, you know, I was just getting a Band-Aid and I got sent here. And he's like, it's okay. Like, no need to cry. Don't worry about it. And then I eventually went back to class. And then the teacher was like, oh, no, I didn't mean to, like, you know, because like I told my brother this and he's like, why are you crying? Dude, who cares? Just go to the office and sit down. It's no big deal. But for me, that was so big and so, like, traumatizing to get, like, sent to the office or outside.
Because you didn't want
to
get in trouble.
Yeah, I just hated it.
And then your parents would, like,
I
had that thing where I also didn't want to get in trouble because I didn't want to, like, disappoint my parents,
yeah, no, that was big for me, too.
And, like, it's not like they'd be disappointed. They understand. They'd listen. But in my young mind, it was like I didn't want to do that. I think that's probably, that could have come from a place like that too. And I also think that teacher was exaggerating sending you to the office. But okay.
I'm sure there was some sort of backstory. The teacher was amazing. But yeah, no, that was a big part too for me to like disappoint my parents was like,
yeah,
oh,
that was me too.
Yeah, I would suck in anything to prevent that.
Yeah, you know, like looking back, I wish there was someone like me to talk to young me.
Yeah.
Because like it's true, it's important to be a good student. You don't want to be that kid who's reckless and disrupts the class and stuff like that, because that's detrimental to other people, right? And I try my best to like mediate stuff like that when I have my class out, right? But it's also important for kids to know that they are heard, and if they're getting bullied, getting bothered, getting hurt, they shouldn't keep it in and shouldn't be scared, right? To like stand up for themselves. It's not going to bring trouble. You're not going to get in trouble. It's going to actually help everyone in the long run, because those bullies or bad people will learn from that too, right? So, because they're all kids, they're learning too. So yeah, I was like that too. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, there are definitely times where I regret. I'm like, wow, I should have just stood up.
I know.
And just said what I had to say.
Oh, I know. Because
I would even go to smallest worry of like, oh, if I argue with a kid, he's going to tell the teacher and my parents are going to know. So then some, you know, I would back down a lot. So in those cases, I do regret. And I feel like now that I know, I try to get my point across whenever I can. But yeah, man, elementary school was good, but there were definitely things where you kind of regret.
Yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
In your elementary school years, were there any meaningful like events that you guys did in particular in your school that you kind of want to redo?
Absolutely not. I don't remember a single thing from elementary school. Seriously, like I was in Hong Kong and we were in this all-girl Catholic school, and it's like pretty like every single time I go to school, it's like pretty dreadful, and like so that's why I try to like make light out of it. I try to, but it's hard because the school system there is like pretty strict.
Yeah.
High achieving people. Mm-hmm.
For me, there was this thing called sports day where every summer we would have a day that's dedicated to like sports, but they weren't even real sports. Like one of the events was throwing
Huh? Is a hacky sack throw?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
we had that.
One of the things was we would get into like this big potato bag and then race.
Oh,
and then
that's
race.
So cute.
And then we would like throw, would get one person to get inside like this wall where the face is only carved out, and people would throw water balloons at their face or water sponges.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, this is sports? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
but
it was
called sports day. And so we would all have specific colored teams, so team green, yellow, blue, and red, and that day the more colored things you wore that was, you know, that was your color, you would get more points. And so at the end of the day you would gather all the points for each of the colors, and whoever won got some sort of like thing or whatever. But I love that. It was so fun.
Our sports day was just literal sports and competitions, and you get ribbons if you come in certain places. I think everyone got a whoever participated also got a participation. I remember like doing discus and shot put and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wait, no way you did shot put when you were in elementary school.
Yeah, we did.
You guys did shot put?
What is it?
It's like a steel ball.
We did it in elementary.
Wow.
What?
It's not like the kindergartners did that, right? The older groups.
Yeah, we would like bring bikes and scooters, and the day before we would buy a bunch of decorations and then put it on our bikes and like wrap it up.
Your school sounds wholesome.
No, it was so fun, you know.
We didn't have that.
It was so fun. And then we would have like, it was a spirit.
It's so funny. Yeah, I know. Ours in my school, from what I remember, in Hong Kong, is like more official sports. Like, we actually had, like, a track and field.
Yeah.
Everyone
was so competitive. Run!
Yeah. Long jump.
And then, like, the group, like, whereas, like, there's a baton being passed, like, those ones. What do you call them again?
Relays.
Relays. We did those. And then we also had this, I don't know, when you throw, like,
the stick.
We're so bad at this.
We did that.
I kid you not, we did that.
Right? The sharp.
Yeah, yeah, the
show. You guys
were
doing Olympic sports when you
we're training for like Greece, like ancient Greece. and then
spear throwing.
But we
added the spear throwing in middle school though.
Spear throwing, that's the one.
Wow.
And then I had a specialty, guys. I literally was the we had this hacky sack relay. I was one of the best hacky sack throwers out there because of the fact that how strong I was as a kid. I was like a unit, right?
Remind
like,
me what a hacky sack throw.
Like, so it's one of those like bean bags.
Oh,
like,
bean bags. Yeah, yeah,
bean
yeah.
bags where you toss it. But we're like situated where it's like there's like three students in a row, and then the first like the front of the line passes to the end of the line. The end of the line passes to the second one, and then the first one again, and then pass it. And then like however many times, like the more that you pass it through like the cycle, you're gonna win if like you got the most.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Sports day activities.
Exactly. That's so weird. I don't know.
That, ours is way more boring than yours.
Yeah.
We're just happy though we were in class, honestly.
I wish we did Iron Man.
Bro, like, we elementary did.
School. What's Iron Man?
It's a like a almost like what do you call that? Oh my god, my vocab today. Like it's so there's like swimming, there's biking, there's running, and like
biking.
Yeah, like a marathon, a biking, and then like swimming thing.
Yeah, I don't think we
our school wasn't rich like that.
Yeah,
we don't have that.
Yeah, I don't know. Your activities were.
Buddy's watching dramas.
No, yeah. As a joke, I was like, imagine we did Iron Man as like kids. That will like.
What if it was like a triathlon? You guys were doing a triathlon, like
canoeing
and stuff like.
I would love
that's
to
not,
do
that's
that.
Not considered.
Well, but, I remember we went canoeing for like field trips though, and we went like dragon boating. We did like fun stuff
boating?
Like that. I remember.
You can go dragon boating now.
What's dragon boating?
Yeah, it's like
it's a Chinese thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I remember dragon when I was in middle school. I don't. It's not really a canoe, but we got a chance to go on like a boat, and because the day before it rained, a lot of the dirt that's inside the pond or whatever river we were in rose.
Oh.
So the person was like, you know, usually we would let people swim in here, but today let's not.
Dirty.
Yeah, but me and my friends were all expecting, yo, we got to swim here,
yeah.
But because they told us we couldn't, me and my friend who were on the boat together, we're like, yo, let's flip the boat and use that as an excuse to go in the water.
Oh,
and so we went, and then we flipped the boat. We had life jackets on, but we flipped the boat. We were swimming. We got on the boat again. We flipped it again. Later on, the teacher was like, you two shouldn't be together. but here's the thing. I regretted it because I was like, yo, what's this thing in between my legs? I went into the washroom, and it was just like a whole bunch of sand.
Oh.
Like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yuck,
and I'm like, but it was worth it. It was so fun.
Yeah.
But back to elementary school. Yeah, we didn't do – I don't remember doing real sports. You know, it was
–
you know like those things – where you would put a spoon in your mouth and you'd have an egg.
Oh my god!
Like, that's the type of stuff we did, from what
I
remember.
That.
That's more.
And
like
then
a,
they would give us freezies.
Oh, that's.
Oh, cool. Those are so good. Freezies.
Throwback.
2000s. And then you know those type of stuff, but it was definitely great.
That's nice.
And I remember in Christmas we would all sit down and make gingerbread houses. Did you guys never do that?
I did that. In middle school. I saw photos.
That was so fun.
Yeah, and you'd bring like a parent or guardian who would like come and help you out.
Who can
like,
help you make a gingerbread house?
Well, because you're like in like grade one.
Okay, fair enough.
So like there was gingerbread house making. We'd have whatever seasonal festivity it was, like Christmas, like
Halloween.
We'd have parties, and everyone would bring snacks for birthdays. Usually, most kids would bring cupcakes for the class, and we'd celebrate their birthday at the end of, like, they would have certain amount of time, and it was really nice. We did stuff like that, I remember.
Wait, since you just mentioned Halloween, what are you guys dressing up as?
When?
For Halloween.
This year?
Yeah, of course.
I have never dressed up since elementary school.
Damn.
Yeah, and whenever I did dress up, I was, like, Spider-Man. But or Superman or whatever. But I haven't. Have you guys dressed up last year?
Yes, I did.
As what?
Just like a sexy clown for no reason.
Wow, dude! I should dress up this year then.
No, you know my predictions are everyone's gonna be Barbie or Ken. Everyone.
This year?
This year, yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, Barbies. I haven't dressed up
I don't
in
know
a
what
while.
To dress up as.
Because before, you know how they sell costumes, but I feel like nowadays a lot of people just make their own, you know, using their own clothes.
I had classes last Halloween, so I don't think I even dressed up last Halloween.
I don't know. Maybe what would be good for me? Yeah, no, I've never thought about wearing costumes.
Yeah, I don't know what I'll be. I don't know. What are you going to be?
Oh, I haven't thought about this, but like...
But you asked.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I just wanted inspiration.
Oh, okay.
I always thought about... this is weird. I always thought about the Queen's Gambit. I really like Beth Harmon. Oh. She is wonderful. Like, she is, to me...
Yeah,
I
you
really...
should be Wednesday.
Wednesday? Damn.
Wednesday Addams, yeah.
I don't want
And then
to.
You can be...
Oh.
What should I be?
I feel like...
We can be the Addams family.
Maybe, yeah.
So I have, like, black eyeliner, you know, below.
Yeah. Black eyeliner, yes.
Yeah, that would look crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Or you can be Batman. He also, like, had this crazy, like, eye makeup going on, which
I... You know what I really want to do? I want to be... This is so lame, but I want to be, like an agent, you know?
An agent?
I want to match...
FBI agent in high school.
But I want to be, like... I want to have a suit... Like a suit that's matched up just for me, and then like a briefcase or something, and look really formal.
Oh,
and look
I did,
like a CIA agent.
I
or
did
something.
Police uniform style. Whoa. That would be good for you to do like a business.
Or police would be pretty cool too.
Yeah, I did.
Let's not.
And
wear
I even made like a card.
Profession as like a costume.
I even made like a card with like my face and like the whole thing, and like had a wallet. It was like fun in high school to do that. And like I was, also, I remember being a wizard. Don't know why I did that. And then
what's some.
I remember for consecutive years, I had this Batman onesie that had a hood and a cape. So I literally wear that every Halloween, and it was so comfortable. Because, like, growing up, my favorite, like, superhero was Batman.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of Halloween, though, in my elementary school, we would line up in the morning before we entered the class. I don't know for you guys. And then the teacher would open the door, and then we would come in.
Trick or treat.
No, just in class, just to get into class.
Sorry.
And so everyone, most of the kids would be dressed up. But I didn't dress up.
Lame.
Yeah. So the teacher would be like, oh, what are you? I'm Spider-Man. Oh, what are you? I'm a princess. And then it came to my turn. And he said, oh, what are you? And I said, I'm Jeff. And he's like,
Jeff.
Oh, that's cool. But I think now that I think of it, it was a little embarrassing. Because, you know, when you're one of the few people that didn't dress up, it does seem a little awkward. So, you know, I feel like maybe I'll think about dressing up this year.
Yeah,
you should. Yeah. You should think
we'll
of something.
See how it goes. But I feel like a lot of the Halloween dates are what, weekends or they're not.
Let me check out. I don't
They're not the days where you go to school or something. Or it's like a holiday where
is it,
no one
is
goes
it really
to school.
Weird to dress up as a
Halloween
Euphoria
party.
Character?
What's that?
I was thinking about Euphoria, is that HBO show with Zendaya and...
Oh,
and
wait, how would you... They're just normal people, though.
Yeah, the thing is, they actually have an episode where they attend this Halloween party, and it would be kind of meta if I dressed up as them dressing up for a Halloween party. Rue has this costume where she just looks like herself, but with a suit, but with a nice makeup, so I want to go for that, but
sure.
No one's going to know.
Yeah, just try
Why
it
don't
out.
You just do
no
that?
One's going to know.
Wait, we should have a Halloween party.
Totally. So Halloween's
a friend's,
on Tuesday,
a friend's
actually.
Well, why did
Tails
I think
day.
That it was on not
day.
On a school day?
It sucks when it's
on
a weekday.
Tuesday. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like
to school,
not
man.
Very good at all.
Tricky. Yeah, I mean, what can we do? Any other holidays that you guys like to celebrate?
Christmas.
You know, speaking of Christmas, I haven't had a Christmas tree in, like, years.
Oh, you should.
Do you guys,
it changes everything.
Do you guys always have Christmas trees every year?
I have the IKEA one. It's really sweet. It's
oh, like, the artificial one?
The artificial, like,
we
super
We used to
small.
Chop down a real tree with an axe.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Couldn't be me.
I got, like, the minimalistic one where it's, like, white and small.
Oh, my.
That one.
I did that, too, because
it's easy to build.
Our big one was, like, too much for just, like, our house now.
Totally.
So we got, like, a... cute white one that was small, and it like the lights can be colorful, and then like it was really nice, and that's what we'd put up. But honestly I like that one.
What
I forgot the name, but I like Christmas because it's just you get
Santa?
To be around family. No, it's fine. Yeah. You just
no, we need to get it out.
Yeah.
No,
wait,
no, no.
Wait, what are
you
trying to say?
About?
What do you call like Christmas and Halloween and stuff?
Like
holidays.
Holiday. There we go.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Oh, why? Well, you said sir.
I was,
and I said sir.
No. I was thinking. I wasn't trying to say season because that's like.
Oh, holiday. Yeah, no, it's a holiday.
Summer.
Like, holiday.
Yeah. So I couldn't think of the word, and so I was just saying I like Christmas because it's just warm. It's warm and it's like the weather's cold, but you like are inside warm and toasty. I like it more. If I'm being honest, I like winter more than summer.
Yeah.
So,
kind of the same.
I'm more of a
And I like that I can whip out my candles, man. I have such a nice candle collection. Yes. You have no idea.
And then pumpkin spice lattes. You know.
I usually don't walk into Bath & Body Works unless if it's like Christmas time. Yeah. Yo, their campfire coffee scent goes crazy, man. Mine's
Paris Cafe.
Yo, Paris Cafe, same thing. Coffee smell is so good. Or hot cocoa and cream. That one's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, on the topic of Halloween, I was going to say, oh my God, you know how many times I thought about this since like high school. What if I made my house into a haunted house for like people to go in? My whole neighborhood can just walk into it, be like free haunted house experience. What do you guys think?
No, that seems really cool, but here's the thing.
If you actually do that,
I will be the one who scares people.
I will charge $5. No, I'm just kidding. Like maybe $2 per entry.
Yeah, you should charge it though.
Should I do that?
No, not just anyone I'd be down to.
Wait, hold on. Should I actually do that?
No, that's crazy, I'd be down. Right? Can I be the scarer?
Yeah, you. Well, I need at least five.
I'm down.
But no, that's such a... I'm not trying to praise her. That's such a concept. I like always think about like ways to renovate my house into like some... I don't know, to make activities happen.
I mean, you'd have to... move a lot of things in your house though, because you don't want to break anything, right?
Exactly, like my garage.
yeah. But we're almost out of time.
Oh.
So, like I said, an hour flies by pretty quickly.
Are you gonna do a segment?
Do you guys want to do a segment?
We can do.
So this is what I do always with my guests: is I come up with a bunch of "Would you rather" type of questions, and then end the episode like that.
Yes.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So, you guys ready?
Can you do some good ones instead of the lame ones like last time?
Wait, did you guys do the haunted house maze, that one?
Oh, no. I know which one you're talking about. Okay. I didn't do that.
You guys ready? Yeah, these ones are... Some of them are really nice, yeah. Okay. Or the sour cream and salsa. Did you guys do that one?
No. Wait, hold on. How about you do, like, would you rather, like, as in, like, these celebrities, which one, like...
Celebrities?
Yeah, like, celebrities. Like,
sure. I'll do a couple.
Okay, good.
You just want celebrities?
I just want
celebrities. Okay, well, we got to zoom.
You can throw it in the mix, yeah.
Okay, visit a haunted house or try out a maze?
Visit haunted house.
Try a maze.
Eat a scorpion or a mantis?
Oh,
a mantis.
Johnny Depp or George Clooney?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Spend a day as an ant or an elephant?
An elephant.
Zendaya from Euphoria or Beth Harmon from Queen's Gambit?
Beth Harmon. Actually, no, I like them both because it's like...
Beth Harmon.
Such a tragic thing with... Yeah, both of them are tragic. Anyways.
Learn everything there is about all animals or be able to have one animal's physical ability? Learn everything there is about animals, all animals, or be able to have one animal's physical ability.
One physical ability.
I think learn everything about animals.
Bob the Builder or Buzz Lightyear?
Bob the Builder.
I don't care for both.
That was my childhood.
Fine. Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Survive with only sour cream or salsa?
Salsa.
Salsa? Who said that?
Me?
Salsa. Both of you salsa?
Salsa, yeah.
I don't like sour cream.
Have a pet dragon or a whale?
Pet dragon.
Whale.
Have 50 free round-trip tickets to anywhere you want or 80% discount for your plane tickets from now on, but this doesn't include just yourself but everyone else, like your friends, family.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's the first one?
So first one is 50 free round-trip tickets to anywhere you want or an 80% discount for your plane tickets from now on, including everyone, like your friends and family.
Oh, the 80%.
Yeah, 80%. I'd say that too.
Yeah.
Have 7 pairs of the same shoes you're wearing right now or replace all your shoes randomly.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Replace both all your shoes.
Replace.
Definitely have the same pair. Yeah.
Replace.
Be able to control the weather once a week or have your body adapt to any type of weather you're given.
Adapt.
All right. Well, that is it for our episode today. My name is Jeff. Thank you, Sam and Allie, for coming out once again.
Thank you. It was a wonderful episode.
Love you guys. The air quality is not the best because of the forest fires, yeah. So please stay out. Don't breathe in too much. Maybe do like half breaths in between. I'm kidding. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I will see you all next week. But it'll be on. No, wait. Sorry. No, next week I'm off to. to Toronto. So I won't be able to be on the show on Monday, but I will be back on Thursday. So stay tuned Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2, and I will see you all there. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.